Doctor, let me ask you this question, will you? What is your definition of science?
Mr. Guest, science is truth.
Truth. That's a fine interpretation of the word science, Doctor. I believe there are very few, if any of us, who have not heard of your work with the peanut. Would you mind telling us tonight what prompted you to give so much time to it?
Mr. Guest, cotton, as you know, had always been our main crop. With the advent of the boll weevil, which destroyed practically the entire cotton crop, it became necessary to find something else to plant besides cotton. Planting was entirely too hazardous to depend as a money crop. It was then we hit upon the idea of planting peanuts and sweet potatoes to take the place of cotton.
Well, that's interesting, Doctor. I understand you increased peanut production.
That's right, Mr. Guest. But in increasing peanut production, we also had to increase peanut consumption.
Yes, sir. Both, sir.
This, of course, led us into searching for byproducts of the peanut. In other words, we had to find a way to put the peanut into the industrial field and not keep this out entirely dependent upon human consumption.
What are some of the byproducts derived from this peanut, Doctor?
Well, there are more than 300, Mr. Guest. But among some of these, the principal ones are flour, paint, dyes, plastic, peanut oils, and various new confections.
Just how important is this peanut industry now in the South, Dr. Charles?
Mr. Guest, in 1896, the peanut industry in the South was so insignificant that it wasn't even listed in the industrial activities of the South. Today, it is a $60 million industry.
Mm. Doctor, you mentioned peanut oil as one of the important byproducts of the peanut. It seems to me that somewhere I've heard about the use of this peanut oil in the treatment of certain diseases.
I once said, Mr. Guest, that I believe the next great medical discovery would be the efficacy of oils in the art of healing many diseases.
Well, in a measure, Doctor, you've proved this to be true by your work with peanut oil for the use of healing atrophied muscles and in infantile paralysis.
Yes, Mr. Guest, peanut oil is used in the massage of atrophied muscles. Please understand that I am not a physician, Mr. Guest, but I have seen grown men carried into the teaching institute who, through massage with peanut oil, have regained use of their legs and have worked out sturdy and strong. I have also had others come to me with either both or one leg in a brace, and still others walking with crutches or canes who have thrown them away after a number of treatments. The hard part of my job is that I must turn away many people who write to me or who call in person hoping for relief. It is not humanely possible for me to help all those who come seeking aid.